This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What are we going to do with all this time?
How are we doing on time? Are we okay on time?
I remember one time. When I got into radio, someone came up to me and they said, how do you do it? How do you fill all that time every day? Yep. 4.5 hours, 5 days a week. It's the middle of June, July. It's the summer. Not much going on. How do you do it? And I think they were talking about days like today. 21-minute show ahead of us. We are Grant and Danny, and this is The Fan. Just a crisp hour and 57-minute baseball game today where there was nothing to see at all at Nationals Park. We're going to be handing the show over to Linnell any moment now.
Yeah, hour 57 minutes to get through four innings, and then the game really got weird. What a day. First of all, it's gorgeous out here. Second of all, we're in left field with no one in the ballpark. Third of all, what the hell just happened in that baseball game? And fourth of all, there's some sports news, but it's sort of like, I don't know, man. We're almost done. You know what I mean? Like, you know that?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I'm saying, like, we're almost done. Like, we're net. It's
we,
now.
We, you, and I?
Yeah, like, the show's almost over now.
Right.
Like, we just started, but it's almost over.
Every word we say, we're a little bit closer to the end of the segment, which means the end of the show. You know what it feels like out here? And I risk saying this out loud with Heisty next to me and getting some type of crazy response from Craig Heist.
Uh-huh.
It feels kind of like we should be picking crabs right now.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but we've got a long table in front of us with a tablecloth on it. My hands are sticky and it's been hot.
I'm sweating.
I've been outside all day, so I've punched through that wall that normally is. I hate being outside. I need to be in air conditioning. What is the point of being out in the sun? And now I'm like gross enough that I've been out here long enough that nothing matters. Like, I could roll around in the mud and be fine with it. You know, you punch through that wall, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're
like,
saying.
Like, after you've cut your grass or something, now you're like, well, I might as well garden, too.
Well, now I need some cuts on my fingers and some Old Bay in it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll take some morsels of
Give
crab.
Me a Coca-Cola Classic and 6 crabs, and let me just get after it right now for the first time this summer. It is nice and warm. Heisty, is 6 crabs going to be enough, or do we need to do a few more than that?
No, a half dozen for each of us would be. So a dozen and a half,
okay.
You know?
We'll take 18 crabs. All right, we got to go rapid fire, Danny, through some of the news of the day. So let's first get with Bradley Beal declining his $36.5 million option. This was a no-brainer. We knew this was coming because Beal is effectively going to sign a $50 million a year deal. Something close to 5 years and $250 million. He could sign that 5-year max with Washington, or he could sign elsewhere on a 4-year deal. But all roads lead to Beal at the super-duper, super-ooper-duper max, like the super-sized fry back in the day that Morgan Spurlock got taken off the menu, and I'm still mad at him about because of that Super Size Me documentary he did, where he had to say yes every time they asked him if he wanted a super-sized fry, and then people like me couldn't eat super-sized fries anymore.
Why did he take that from us? Yeah, of course.
He took a great thing from us. So Beal opts out to opt back in. This is the most NBA thing ever. The player opts out, and you're like, yeah, but it's because he wants to be there. Beal just wants to get paid the most, which I don't take away from him. He should – that's good business.
Yeah, he's just playing the game the way the rules are. This was the only thing you could sort of guarantee was not going to happen, right, which is him opting into that deal because he would sign elsewhere for more or he'll sign here for a lot more, even though it's against an absurd amount of money. The $36.4 million player option was – by far and away the least likely scenario to actually occur. It was like a 0.00 infinity zeros and then like one slight tick, which was like a measuring error. He was never going to opt into that. But now that formality is over with. The next step, of course, is that max deal you referred to.
So we could talk more about Beal in a second because I've got a big picture Beal thought that I can share. But the bigger Wizards news of the day, frankly, is that they have made a reported trade that is going to be going down where they are going to be adding the point guard that we've all wondered. How are they going to fix that position? What are they going to do? Who's going to be running the point for this team with Beal in the backcourt next year? And they also brought in a 3-and-D wing option as well in the same deal. So they're sending Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith to Denver and getting back from the Nuggets Monte Morris, a point guard, and Will Barton, who can play the wing. KCP similarly played some D, hit some threes for them. Barton is that type of player. I think he's got better handles. He's a good defender. But really, the story here is Monte Morris. He's going to be the starting point guard for the Wizards, and Tommy Shepard just doesn't wait, man. He makes deals. I like this trade a lot, and I always have to offer the caveat that is, I wouldn't be doing this because I would have traded Beal 2 years ago, 1 year ago, or today, and started over. I would have built this thing back up from the foundation because I don't see this way forward as ending in a championship with Bradley Beal as the Batman and everyone around him as the Robins and the Catwomans and what other characters are there in Batman.
I think you pretty much covered them all.
Okay.
There's a Penguin involved.
No, he's a bad guy. I'm looking for Batman's teammates.
Yeah, but it's pretty much Robin, Commissioner Gordon sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
Batgirl has been there.
So Monte Morris is going to be Commissioner Gordon, I think.
Yeah.
But I like this deal. If you're actually doing the, let's get the highest seed possible, let's try to make the playoffs, let's get as close to 50 wins for the first time in our lifetimes, respectively, as possible, they got better today. KCP and Ish Smith to Denver for Morris and Barton. I don't see how anyone could view that as anything other than a big win for Tommy Shepard. I guess Denver's dumping money? What are they doing here?
I'm not quite sure what their plan was there, to be honest with you. I guess, you know, when Michael Porter Jr. comes back, maybe they just don't envision a role for Will Barton. He's on the north side of 30. All I know is that guy's pretty effective, and he kind of takes over Caldwell Pope's role as a guy that can play the two, play the three, get up and down, knock down some threes, play some defense, etc. But you're right, Morris is the story here. The numbers don't jump out at you, a guy that played there in Denver, and he's a point guard because he can actually do the point guard stuff. Well, they got a guy that's a point guard who's also a center, who's also multiple-time MVP. Their offense runs through Nikola Jokic. He's a creator, he's a scorer, he's a finisher, he's a distributor, he's a guy that averaged 8 assists a game, so you're not going to see Morris have some of those same kind of numbers. I think he's capable of that, though. He's a nice piece. I like this guy. But big picture, I'm with you in the sense that they got better today. That's an improvement. Morris will have a larger role here. He'll handle the ball. He'll get them into the offense, keep everybody organized, can knock down a three if you kind of sag off him. Good percentages there. But what's the point? What's the ceiling? What are we trying to do? Maybe be a playoff team with kind of our big three of Beal, Porzingis, and I guess you throw Morris into there, or maybe one of the younger players develops. That's a nice piece for a nice team. That's not what I'm about, though. I'm about doing something where you try to be great. They're going to be okay. This is good. They're better. It's just not the way that I would go about it.
Yeah, and I always think it's important that we kind of acknowledge our big picture thinking about the organization as to go on record. But it really is, beyond that, not overly instructive for us to keep saying, well, here's what we would be doing, because they're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
And it doesn't really matter what we would be doing. It doesn't seem like Ted Leonsis and, in turn, Tommy Shepard and, in turn, Wes Unseld Jr. and all of the decision makers over there agree that you can't win a title this way. They think maybe that you can. And we did just see Boston. We have seen some teams go on some pretty impressive runs where they've built this thing around, you know, really good guard, say. I happen to think Tatum and Jaylen Brown, the way he played this year, are probably better than what the Wizards got this past season out of Beal. But they'll tell you that we've seen him a lot better than that as recently as two seasons ago, and that's true. I'm excited about Monte Morris. I think there is a lot more in the tank than what he's shown. This was his first year as a starter.
Yep.
The last couple of years, he basically came off the bench, and he didn't even average.
In the absence of Jamal Murray, a guy that
right.
was a stud and missed the year because of injury.
But he started essentially every single game this year, played about 30 minutes at the point, and averaged 13 points and 4 dimes to go with 3 boards. And I just think there's more to him, and there's more that we haven't seen. You mentioned Barton already, but I think that's a really good role player as well. I didn't realize he's a Baltimore, Maryland guy coming back toward home. So that was the big splash move for Tommy Shepard and the Wizards today. I was interested to hear, though, if you don't mind, Danny, a couple of other people's takes on this. So we've given our opinions. I wanted to know what Chris Broussard thought about the huge Wizards trade.
This is probably a seismic shift in the Eastern Conference when you move Will Barton, a player of that stature. Now, this is a guy that at one point in time was able to make shots and guard people. Monte Morris has a fun name to say. Say it fast, Monte Morris. I can't say anything fast because I over-enunciate. And that's my summary of the deal, is the Wizards have two players they didn't have before.
Stephen A. Smith actually disagreed, believe it or not, with how Chris Broussard felt.
Disgraceful. Embarrassing. Hyundai Sonata. Okay. This is probably one of the all-time worst deals I've ever seen in terms of deals. There was another time we were playing Jim Rummy at my grandparents' house, okay, and I was dealt seven cards, and hold on, let me say this here. My grandfather was dealt 12 cards. That's not how you play Jim Rummy. It's 10 cards, okay? This is probably worse than that.
I thought the take that resonated best with me today, Danny, was Glenn Consor, who seemed to be very high on the trade.
Well, these are probably two of the seven best players in the history of the game. When you're talking Monte Morris, this is a guy who shot 99% from the field last year. And Will Barton, I how many rebounds? Grant, look it up.
Four rebounds
per minute. So four rebounds per minute times 48, that's almost, 200 rebounds a game. I saw Will Barton do that. And Dave, hold on. They now are probably a 92-win team, and they're going to win the title.
And who knew that John Walton crossed over sports to break down basketball trades?
Still probably the most important deal in the history of the Washington Wizards, winning the lottery, getting themselves John Wall, selecting Bradley Beal. But now you've got yourself Monte Morris, a guy that worked his way into the league at one point, was out of basketball. It was a walk-on, basically, from Iowa State. The Cyclones are their mascot. He gets himself here to the Eastern Conference, where he will be a starter. He's going to take the ball up the court, and once the puck drops, everything will be the most exciting it's ever been.
It was particularly nice, Danny, to hear someone break this trade down.
Right.
We hadn't heard from in years. I didn't even know where this guy was. George W. Bush had a take? That was crazy.
Well, because, I've kept myself involved in academics. And so this was like It's Academic, which was on NBC many years ago on Saturday mornings. And you'd ring in the buzzer. And sometimes you get it wrong. I think that's what happened today. A number of teams got it wrong.
What Charles Barkley think?
First of all, Dave Barton and Nikola Jokic, who we play for? First of all, like I say, Kenny, what's Denver's mascot?
Nuggets.
Thank you. But I don't know what they're doing with Ishi Smits, because that dude shoot brick. He may see it run the ball up the court. And he bent his knees all funky when he shoot. I can't watch him. It makes me sad to watch him shoot basketball, Ernie, because he'd be better off if he punted it. And I think he could punt for the NFL team. He could also play for the Broncos. He could go back, shoot his jump shot, and that could also be a punt. And them guys have to fair catch it, because he will come at them real hard. And that sounded very sexual. I didn't mean it to. But ultimately, Ernie, the most important thing that's going to happen is that the Wizards, they're going to win 41 games, and everybody's going to pat themselves on the back, and maybe someone will get hurt because they pat themselves on the back. You have to contort your muscle to pat yourself on the back, and they're going to sprain their muscle.
A little sampling of how people felt about the trade.
It's just we took a poll.
We just tried to get a feeling, of what the masses were saying. Yeah. I thought it was weird, too, that it wasn't Shams or Woj who broke it, but Schefter.
It was weird.
Schefter actually broke this story.
So what we're hearing, and this was spoon-fed to me by high-ranking NFL sources that I carry water for now, who appear on my podcast, is that the Wizards will be trading a couple of guys that should never have played for them to Denver in exchange for Monte Morris and Will Barton, a guy that a lot of DC fans coveted when he was in his prime. Back to you, Boom.
So there you go. That's how people broke down the deal today.
That's what we have.
There's all kinds of stuff that we got to get into probably tomorrow, because our show's winding down after like 15 whole minutes.
That was it.
Because of the Nationals today. But you know what I want to talk about is I think we absolutely tomorrow have to talk about this Freddie Freeman saga. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah.
So Freddie Freeman played for the Braves forever. He goes back to Atlanta. They love him. He loves them. He gets his ring. He has been crying about everything. And I'm not making fun of him. I'm an emotional guy myself. Ever since I had kids, I cry more than I used
to. Like, you saw a commercial the other day.
Right.
You know, just bawling out.
He's just sobbing at every turn. He sees a secretary, he cries. He sees a former coach, he cries. Well, the Dodgers are apparently annoyed at him because they feel like he's not properly respecting them, and he's trying to get back with his ex. I don't really know what they think, but he fired his agent, Casey Close. And I was just reading a few minutes ago that Casey Close essentially said, or not that he said, but that reportedly Casey Close didn't tell him about an offer he got from the Braves that he would have accepted, and that's how all this started.
He didn't tell him about an offer. Like, the most, I mean, like, the agent, that's, isn't that your job? Even if it's a bad offer, don't you have to tell him? I mean, so, yeah, he deserved to get fired for that if that's what happened. That is such a shebangus.
Absolutely insane. So we'll do that tomorrow. We'll get back into the Terry McLaurin contract. We'll break down from the Wiz perspective this Nuggets-Wizards deal as well. Hope it was a good one for you. That was a tough day at the
I'm
office.
I'm exhausted.
Man, we you know, it's kind of like hard labor work. You know what I mean? It was like I'm going to go home, and my wife's going to say, how was your day? And I'm going to say, oh. Please, can I get a nice cold beverage?
The ditch has been dug.
Have we ever had the intro song and the outro song in the same segment?
First time.
Is this the first?
First time.
First time
for everything. Overtime with Linnell Willingham coming your way next. His show will be longer than the one we just did. I'm pretty confident in that. Enjoy live local radio deep into the evening in the nation's capital.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.